Welcome everyone to our international celebration of the anniversary of Buddhism, really. This is the anniversary of the first day that the Buddha gave an official teaching, and the first day that there was someone who put into practice and came to realize the truth according to the Buddha's teaching. And so I'll talk a little bit about that after, but we should be aware that this is a very important day. It's also the day before the rainy season. In India, they split the year up into three seasons. So this is the beginning of the wet season. And so this has become a tradition based on the conditions in India that this would be the time of year where we undertake intensive practice of the Buddha's teaching. Because when it's raining, you won't move around as much. And so the monks are required to stay put. Starting tomorrow, I won't be going anywhere for three months. Not that I go anywhere anyway. So the Buddha required that the monks stay put for 3 out of the 4 months of the rainy season. You can either do the first 3 months or the second 3 months. And so we'll be starting that tomorrow. So this is an important landmark, or it's a point in the year. It's the beginning of the year in Buddhism. It's how we count the years, is by rains. And this will be a time for everyone to... It's an excuse for us to undertake reflection, especially since this is the time where practice of the Buddha's teaching first began. This is the time of year where these five monks came to listen to the Buddha's teaching and then spent 3 months practicing it with the Buddha in India. So it's for people who know about these things, or for people who are interested in these things, this is an important day of the year in Buddhism. So, with that in mind, we have something, some way of recognizing it today, and that is we're going to take the refuges and precepts. We're going to commit ourselves to the practice of the Buddha's teaching and the abstention from those things which are detrimental for our practice. And so we have the ceremony, and it's simply an asseveration, a reaffirmation in our minds of the intentions that we already have, reminding us of our intentions and of our path. So the way it works is we have this text below, and you can choose from either the 5 precepts or the 8 precepts. But you have to know what you're getting yourself into. So if you choose the 8 precepts, it's really important that you actually intend to keep them. Now, normally people would only keep these during periods of intensive meditation practice, but it is possible to keep them on a daily basis for certain people, depending on your lifestyle. But you should read through them and understand them first. If that's not feasible for you, or you're not sure about the 8 precepts, then generally we say a person who's interested in practicing these things is required to take the 5 precepts. It's not a institutional requirement, it's a requirement based on the reality of it, the reality of the mind, that if you don't keep these things, your practice will not bring fruit, and there's the requirement. if you don't keep these, there's no way you can really advance in the practice. It's quite difficult. There's many other things that make it difficult or could pose problems, but these five are singled out as quite extreme in their effect on the mind. They're basic morality: not to kill, not to steal, not to cheat, not to lie, and not to take intoxicants, drugs, and alcohol. So I think for most people it would be just taking the five precepts, but you're welcome to take whatever precepts appear to you. Doable and palatable, that are appropriate for you. Okay, so how it works is I'm going to have you repeat after me for the whole ceremony. We'll do it piece by piece, and I'm recording this, so you'll be able to go over it again on the website and practice it for next time as well. So, without further ado, here we'll get started. Unless someone has any questions or problems. Okay, well, if problems come up or if you have questions afterwards, you're welcome to ask them after. So, starting at the beginning, you can click on either the five precepts or the eight precepts. We're starting at what is the request. And I've changed the text a little bit from the original source because it's actually more appropriate to do it as one person. And the Pali originally said, "We request the precepts," but you're doing it individually, and you don't know whether anyone else is taking the same precepts. So we should all just do it individually and say, "I am requesting these things," especially since the rest of the ceremony already says, "I do this, I do that, I undertake not to do this." It's all singular except for the request. So the request also should be singular, which I've done a change. So repeat after me. Again, I'm going to be repeating the eight precepts. So I will say, Atta silaniya chami, at the end there. For those of you taking the five precepts, you will say, Pancha silaniya chami. And when we go to the precepts, they'll be a little bit different, and I'll walk you through that. The third precept is different for eight and for five. And I'll repeat both and have you repeat them after me, depending on which set you're taking. The sixth, seventh, and eighth precepts are obviously if you're taking the five precepts, just stay quiet during that time and wait for us to finish. If you're taking the eight precepts, just continue on with us. And one last thing is, in the top right corner of the text frame, there's a plus sign beside the word pronunciation. If you click on the plus, you get this little box that pops up, and it has pronunciation hints. So try to keep those in mind because some of the letters are not going to be the same as they are in English. C is always cha, and the M with the dot under it is an ung. So if you see an M with a dot under it, it's not an it's ung, NG. Those are the two big ones. And the V is a W. Few things that you have to remember. Okay, so repeat after me. Ahang bhante tisaranena saha atta silani yachami. Dutiyampi ahang bhante tisaranena saha Atta silani yajami tatiyampi ahang bhante tisaranena saha Atta silani yajami namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchāmi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tutiyampi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami Ti Saranagamanaṃ Nitthitaṃ Now you say āmabhante Pānātipātā Vēramaṇī Sikkhāpadaṃ Samādhiyāmi Adinnādānā Vēramaṇī Sikkhāpadaṃ Samādhiyāmi Ambrahma Chariyā Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. That was for the 8 precepts. If you're taking the 5 precepts, instead of a brahmacharya, you have to say the kamesu. So, for those of you taking 5 precepts, we'll do this. Repeat after me now. If you're taking 8 precepts, you hopefully already repeated a brahmacharya. Now, don't repeat after me. This is only for taking the 5 precepts. Now, repeat after me. Kamesu. Michachara Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now everyone all together, both 8 precepts and 5 precepts. Musa Vada Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Sura Meraya Manja Pamada Tana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now, if you're taking 5 precepts, just stop there and wait for the rest of us to finish. Those of you who are taking 8 precepts, continue on with me. Vikala Bhojana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Nacha Gita Vadita Visuka Dasana Mala Gandha Vilepana Dharana Mandana Vibhusana Thana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Uccha Sayana Maha Sayana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Imani Attha Sikkhapadani Samadhiyami Imani Artha Sikkhapadani Samadhiyami Imani Artha Sikkhapadani Samadhiyami. Now I say on my own for everyone. Imani artha sikkhapadani, imani pancha sikkhapadani, silena sukatin yanti, silena bhoga sampada, silena nibbutin yanti, tasma silang visodhaye. Now say sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, and that finishes the ceremony.